Brethren, it is with joy that I come to you this day and to share with you a little from the Word of God. I trust that the things that I would share with you today would bless your heart and that you will be encouraged. Thank you so much for listening. Graham Hamilton wrote a song in regards to the home and the family, and he said, "Molding a masterpiece." In the first stanza, he said, "Master Potter, why do you labor all day, giving such effort to rough, worthless price of clay? Why such feeling in your hands? Why such care in every touch? Why all the struggle? Your creation is nothing but dust." The response, "I'm molding a masterpiece, a work of great beauty. I'm molding a masterpiece. My labor's not done. A trophy, a treasure of what beyond measure. I'm molding a masterpiece of love." I believe from the moment that one received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit of God takes up his abode in that life, for he dwells within the body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit begins molding the life of the believer. And we become more and more like our perfect example, the Lord Jesus Christ. In these devotions, I trust that the things that we are sharing with you would help you in your personal life, first of all. And in this series, Married and Miserable, in your family life. We are looking at abuse. And we stop with the principles of receiving. We gather that from speaking about economic abuse. And we have learned from the scripture that the principle of receiving is given. Now, I know that there are many people in the world today would want God to bless them, guess just about all of us. And there are many of those who want God to bless them have already thought of the condition in which that they want God to bless them. Many would say to the Lord, "If you do this for me, I will do that for you." And they want God to agree to our conditions. While the truth of the matter is, we must agree to God's conditions in order for us to be blessed. We cannot bribe God into doing anything for us. And his word says that the principle of receiving, there are so many that are not receiving what God has for them. And I believe the reason is found in the Bible. In John 3, in the 16th verse, a verse we all know, "For God so loved the world." What God did? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Why? "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The biggest giver in all of this regarding Christianity and the Lord is the Lord himself. It is one thing for you to give something. It is something else for you to give yourself. And he gave himself to be crucified on a cross so that you and I can have everlasting life. The principle of receiving is given. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, here's what Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy. He said, "Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate." And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 and verse number 20, here's what the scripture says. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth." Don't be taken up in making sure that we got everything stored away here on planet earth. Why? Because planet earth is the place where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Be careful laying up treasures where it can rot, where thieves can steal it, where the moth can eat it. He said, be careful laying up treasures here on earth. But instead, he said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. So it means then that I can lay up treasures on earth, and it also means that I can lay up treasures in heaven. He said, in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. This is what happens in heaven. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13 to 19, a verse that we love very well, it says, I can do all things through Christ with strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have done well, that you did communicate with my affliction. And he goes ahead and he says something in verse number 15 and 16. He says, now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. In other words, he said, when I left the area where I was ministering in Macedonia and I departed from there, no church, none of them there gave me an offering. He says, but ye only. In other words, you Philippian believers, you are the only church that sent me an offering. In verse 16, he says, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. One may ask, Pastor, why are you reading this portion of Scripture? I'm reading this portion of Scripture to come to a verse that we'll have a clearer understanding about. Remember now, he's testifying to them and telling them, hey, you're the only church that helped me out when I left the area. Verse 17, he says, not because I desire a gift, but I desire what? Fruit that may abound to your account. He says, not a gift that I'm looking for. I'm looking for fruit that would abound to your account. Now, where this fruit will come from? This fruit will come from the Lord directly to their account. And this account don't have to be a bank account. Why? Because of their giving. He's now saying, your giving was great and your receiving will be great. In verse 18, he says, I'm not asking you for a gift. He said, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. There is this servant who ministered with him back there. And now they took Epaphroditus and sent Epaphroditus to Paul to take the gifts, the things to Paul. He said, those things that were sent from you, they were an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, pleasing to God. And now, verse 19. Remember, he's testifying and bragging about how they treated him. And now he says in verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, I have heard many believers claim this verse for themselves and for others. They did not read the text to understand why the verse is there. But the verse is there to encourage those who were given. He said, now my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. He wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 9:15. He said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse number 35, he said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye are to support the weak and to remember the word of the Lord Jesus. How he said, watch this, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There are many believers today who love to receive, but they don't like to give. I trust that we would see what the word of God says to us. Do what it says and benefit greatly from it. My time is up, but I want to thank you so much for listening and for sharing these devotions with others. Do have a great day.